this to earth. Earth cried out loud, please have pity on me. I cannot bear it. With the heart he has, he didn't give it to him, to the earth, not to the sky, not to this, not to that, but to us. And in Quran we say, because we were ignorant
and foolish
and zaluma. No, zaluma and jahula. Jahl is ignorance and zalama, zalamna, the darkness. Because we were dark and we were ignorant. So he gave it to us. So you could interpret it that, okay, this was this bad stuff he wanted to give to someone, everybody refused, but we were silly and stupid, we accepted it. This is one way of interpretation, yeah? Oh, and they do it. This is the way they, some of the opposition of, I don't know, religious stuff will enjoy themselves with, because they're almost the same but reversed. Anyhow, what's the meaning of that? This is something that God wanted to give, and he gave it to us because we were ignorant and we're living in the darkness. So we needed it the most. The others, they are not ignorant. You know ignorance is with us. You know that there is no goat ever to sit down and think about the necessity of planning for tomorrow, or worrying about the wolves growing bigger, or there has never been a rabbit who needs a lot of psychiatric help to deal with the negative feelings and things like that. They know whatever they need to know. Ignorance belongs to us because we have an empty bowl to fill in. The bowl is full. A goat knows whatever a goat should know, right? A human being cannot, because the thing that a human needs to know is everything. And one person can never do it. So we all together are doing it. The thing that we know is not in one person. There is no single person in this 6 billion who knows everything. In the cows, choose one cow. That cow knows everything that the cow needs to know. And all of them are equal. They equally are brave or dumb. When it comes to us, there is the choice complication. Complication is in us. The name has been taught to us. And this thing that, and this gift that nobody dared to accept, we did. What is it? It's responsibility. No animal is responsible. No animal is even capable of killing another animal just for pleasure or torturing someone else. These are the field of humanity. No animal will sacrifice for an idea. These are all the humanity. This complication is with us. And Rumi is referring to it here. We say, look, there is something that is given to us which is unique. It has nothing to do with existence and it has nothing to do with being alive. It's more than that. If not, why this is not given to the mountains? And especially the mountains, because there was some good thing that God didn't give it to Moses, but gave it to the mountain, remember? When Moses wanted to see him, and he said, Allahumma arani, he said, ah. And he showed himself to the mountain. Therefore, Rumi always would say, ah, I wish I was that mountain. Because that mountain connected the sun. Here he would say, this is this complicated stuff. And suddenly he would realize that I'm really mixing it up and you will be so confused, maybe some of you will collapse. Therefore, you will change it. See it? Yes? He will say, last month, some in a different way of thinking about it, today is different. Yeah.
Yesterday, this presented itself in a different guise. Some morsels came in and barred the way. For a morsel's sake, a lukman has become a pledge. 'Tis the time for lukman. Begone, O morsel. These pricks for the sake of a morsel. Pluck ye forth the thorn from the soul of lukman. In his soul there is no thorn or even shadow of it. But because of concupiscence, ye have not that discernment. Know that the thorn is that which thou, because thou art very greedy and very blind, hast deemed to be a date. Inasmuch as Lukman's spirit is the rose garden of God, why is the foot of his spirit wounded by a thorn?
A very good question. Who will answer that? Let me ask a question. Why this should happen? What was he talking about? Suddenly he talked about lokmen and lokman. Lokmen means a bite. A sandwich is lokmen. Okay. And lokman And lokman is the hakim. A very clever God. And I say, okay, you are these two. But look at you. This clever part of you is imprisoned because you think about only the body. You think about the necessity of your animal life. To keep the animal, to remain alive. So you think about food, mainly. But you are not created for that. All the animals are created in a way to need to feed themselves and keep alive. You have to do those two, but in addition to that, you have to have a meaning and to join the others and to understand, which is the better part of you. The animal part of you is just a base. You are something more, and we want to talk about that more part. That's why we leave it to next week in Shabbat with this verse. Listen to this verse carefully. Because here, he will give you an example that later will come back again and again. We have to. Let me first give you the reasons. You know that the symbolic way Rumi is talking here. For digging, we always go to the words which are used frequently. One of the frequent stuff here is the camel. And amazingly, it's not because Rumi was a camel driver or he had a lot of camel. Rumi lived in a part that only when he was at the college in Damascus he has seen the camels. In Konya there was no camel, and in Afghanistan, in Balkh, there was no camel. Whether they use the donkeys and horses. Anyhow, camel is very important to us because it's an animal. We talk about it again and again and again with different symbols. Why? Just because the donkey, remember the donkey is very important to us? There is a little donkey which is the Cyprian donkey. The very small, teeny one, which are not very good for racing or transportation or anything. But that donkey is very important to us. Remember when Jesus was sitting on it? That's a symbolic stuff for us. We are not really talking about Jesus riding a donkey. We're talking about you. With all the religious stories, we mean you. We really don't mean that once upon a time there was this funny stuff that a guy was born and thrown in the fire, then thrown in a basket on the Nile, and the sister of the Pharaoh will break. We are talking about you. When we say Moses, we talk about you.